Hey team, it's Frances. I was on with TV One's Breakfast this week talking food savings tips. Now, hopefully you got a good amount from the previous episode with Alice, but hey, I know we all have really busy lives. So I've distilled down some of my favorite tips here and added in some of my personal experience to give you both the short version and a few little extras from me. The Breakfast team have kindly said I can reshare that here, so here you go.
Groceries can be pricey at the best of times, but there are ways you can get better bang for your buck while still getting all the basics into your weekly shop. Here to give us some guidance is independent finance journalist Frances Cook. Good morning, Frances. What are the best ways to save on groceries? We've heard so many bits of advice, but sometimes you go to the supermarket and you just think everything is getting more expensive.
You probably feel that way because it is. I mean, we keep hearing that the cost of living is coming under control and it's doing better. And it is in many categories. But unfortunately, food is one of those categories that seems to be sticking. And it's a fairly crucial one we've all got to eat. So I will admit to having a terrible scrolling habit. And I have been following on Instagram for a while now this wonderful chef, Alice Taylor. Alice Taylor Eats, if anyone else wants some of her great tips. And I thought she was doing cheap, realistic cooking. I had to bring her on the Making Sense podcast to get her tips. And there was some brilliant stuff in there, and especially in terms of being really realistic in terms of what do you actually want to eat? How much time do you have? Because is everyone else sick of being told to grow a garden? I don't have the time myself. How about you?
Oh, well, I mean, I must admit I'm growing quite a nice garden at the moment, Frances. Don't want to talk too much about that, of course. But the kale chips are going very nice. Thank you very much. One of the things she's really good at is going no frills, right? And actually just bringing things back to their basics. Is it actually more about not just what you're buying, but how you're cooking things and trying to make that go further?
Yeah, how you're cooking things can be really important. So this is a real mum tip, but I feel like the younger generations, myself included, even though I'm not that young anymore, have kind of missed this one, where if you put the oven on, that's a real energy suck. If you can stovetop cook or microwave cook, that's really great for starters. But if you are using the oven anyway, pack it full, you know, whatever you're cooking in there at that time, if you're, you know, getting a bit of a roast or doing some chips or whatever, get a cake in there too, get a stew in there too, and then that's tomorrow night's dinner sorted as well. And I think you can also apply this to other areas of your cooking, right? So protein is one of the really big expensive ones. If you're trying to eat meat, then it is going to get more expensive. But can you get a whole chuck and then sort of roast that up? You've got some for that first night. You've got sandwiches the next day. You can also use the bones in a soup. Learning how to use the entire animal and make use of that across multiple meals can mean you get that good protein hit, that good flavor hit across multiple meals. And it's only a little time investment to learn how to do that versus the time investment of doing that using the chuck. Because I don't think when people say things like, you know, make your own mayonnaise from scratch, that's hard. That's time consuming. You can mess it up. But if you can do something like learn how to roast the entire chicken and use it across three or four meals, that's a little learning investment and not a big time investment when you're doing it. So that's what you're looking for, because your time is worth something as well.
And I mean, that sort of feels like back in the olden days, right? Actually learning how to be resourceful with the whole product as opposed to just the convenience of going and buying the chicken breast all nicely cut and skinned for you there in the supermarket.
Yeah, 100%. And I think as well, a lot of it does come back to some of those older skills that we've lost touch with a bit recently. But one of the great tips that I have picked up from Alice on this one, and I'm going to be using this, is having your staple pantry. So three carbs that you use all the time, three proteins that you use all the time. And some of those could be plant-based. It could be lentils and things to cheapen it up a bit. And then three spices. And then you've got the basics of a meal always there and those things that you know how to use. After that, once you've got your proteins, your carbs and your spices, your flavor locked in, then you can start shopping around those on the specials, keeping an open mind of what could I add into this week? What's on special this week? What's on season this week? And then you can add in and keep those meals fresh and different while still having the things you know how to use, reducing your wastage and really, you know, keeping that balance of something new versus something cheap. It's a tough one, but that staple pantry, that can give you the core to work from.
I mean, you said you were doom scrolling and happened upon Alice's page. It's a good thing you did, but if you were doom scrolling any further, you'd be conned into potentially buying all these other things that you might think you have to buy to be healthy. Do you think that's a problem for people, is that they feel like they have to eat a certain way or healthily, and then they end up paying through the nose for ingredients?
Oh, 100%. One of my best overall budgeting tips is be very careful who you're following online, whether that's on your social media or any emails that you signed up to. Be very, very careful, because they can trick you into buying things that you don't need. You get these ideas in your head and you feel like you must. Anything that's been sort of health washed is really tricky. And I really feel for people. I mean, my household has been an allergy household. I can eat everything, but I am surrounded by people who are gluten-free and dairy-free and egg-free. And so I have to kind of, you know, work around them when we're thinking about meals. It's very inconvenient. And any time that you are trying to do a one-for-one replacement, that's going to get expensive. You can get egg substitutes and gluten substitutes, and they're all about twice the price. And so, I mean, this is from my own experience as well. If you can, it's avoiding those one-for-one substitutes. If you're dealing with those health substitutes or the allergy substitutes, you probably actually are better to just skip certain categories and go for something that was already gluten-free, egg-free, whatever, because it's probably better for you than whatever chemical substitute they've got in there. But also, it's anytime they've got that substitute that's trying to be something else, it's a lot more expensive. If you can skip it, probably do.
Great advice, including be careful who you follow, who you should follow. That is Frances Cook and Alice Taylor. Thank you so much for joining us, Frances, as always.
Thank you, mate.
I mean, bargain box, I swear by it. We've been doing it for years and years. It's okay. I pay for it. And it's just over $200 for five meals for six of us. And you get all your meat, your vegetables. I mean, yes, you do have to top up, just like what Frances is talking about. And you have the basics, you know, the old OXO cubes, flour. You know, there's a whole lot of different basics that you need to have in your pantry. But you get it all there, and you get to choose the meals as well. And it just works for us.
There are some really good fruit and veggie markets as well that often they'll put boxes aside that the fruit is either a little bit damaged or doesn't look so pretty. And actually, if you're making smoothies and cutting it up and putting it into kids' breakfast or whatever, those are actually fantastic, because most of it is excellent, but they'll put it at really low prices.
Yeah.
Just about being a little bit more savvy and trying to find different ways to,
totally,
to get a deal, really, isn't it?
That was great from Frances and
Alice Taylor, who we've had here at the studio before, and we'll get her back again. She's fantastic. Alice Taylor Eats on Instagram.
Just a note before you go. This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.